need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters.
Lovers and sinners. Artists and exhibitionists. Voyeurs and connoisseurs, bonobos and bitches, birthday babes, and birds, horny goats and sex kittens, meow, pussycat. And a cuck, a doodle-doo. Cock of the walk. It's the Chinese year of the cock. Ooh. Release your inner cock. Yes, indeed. Lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. And, piggy presidents. Look at this. Yeah.
Piggy.
Here's a pig. Well, yeah. Very suitable. Yes, indeed. We're doing a little animal farm here. You know what the piggies are in George Orwell's Animal Farm. The dictators. Of course. That's right. Anyway, this one isn't long for this world. But bonobos or baboons, no, baboons are too cool to call him.
It's an insult to
even piggies, I don't want to insult the piggies,
talking
you know.
Talking bad about my daddy again.
I know, your daddy is a demonic man, that's why he's got the horns.
Oh.
That's why he's her daddy.
That's right.
I love my daddy.
But tonight is not about your daddy.
Okay, good.
Tonight.
It's me.
We celebrate the birthday of Madame Marguerite. Bonoboville. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Bonoboville, where we explore sex.
Sex.
With a capital X.
Got it.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an A women?
A women.
Oh, yeah. And tonight we are celebrating one of our favorite bonobo babes. Birthdays. Yes, indeed. Madame Marguerite. And Madame Marguerite has been coming here basically since almost a year ago. Yes. Starting with the Splosh Show.
Yes,
splashing show? That
the
was the first
splash
one?
Show.
I was with my champion monkey. Was
you were with your
poo.
Champion monkey who seems to be related to your toucan bird.
Well,
but
you know,
we're
all
related.
Related.
Exactly.
All related.
Yes, indeed. Humans are animals, too. Birds,
your bird is really
mammals.
Turning me on.
Mm. My bird is a sexy bird. I know he does that sometimes.
As I recall, Danielle Watts.
Yes, Dr. Susan
Her
Block.
Monkey turned you on Splash Night.
My monkey turns her on. My
yes.
cheetah turns her
yes.
on.
Yes, and this is Chef Be Live.
Turn
He's
on
got
the microphones.
Teeth
the mic-
on his head, on his forehead. He's got teeth coming out of his forehead. It's really amazing to have your teeth here and there and everywhere. You're quite the animal. Ooh, I don't know if that microphone is
turn
working.
Up, yeah.
Okay, we're
now
turning up our mics.
Teeth in places
we and we are introducing
see.
Ourselves now. And I am introducing you, actually. So this is our lovely pansensual power couple, the wolf and Miss Elephant here.
Danielle Elephant.
Yeah. Whoa!
That's quite a
that works.
Nice size trunk you've got there, yes. Missy. Do you know how to use it?
I can do many things with my elephant trunk.
I can't wait till after the show.
I hope so. Yes. Can you get his pee spot with that elephant trunk?
Oh, she can get my pee spot with that elephant trunk. Oh.
Mostly I just make art with my elephant trunk.
Of course. Art is what we all make. Some of us make farts with our... Never mind. Okay. So, we have an animal play show tonight in store to honor Madame Marguerite.
Yes, I love pets.
Because she is an animal play specialist.
I sure am.
And she is also going to be the MC, the mistress of ceremonies for... DomCon New Orleans.
Oh, wow. Thank you. It's very, very exciting stuff happening. I can't wait. Can't wait.
Yay. And we're very excited. We're not going to DomCon New Orleans, but maybe we'll go back to the LA one again. And we loved seeing you at DomCon LA and all your animal costumes and the kitty parade. And you're going to be co-producing the kitty parade along with Mistress Ellen.
Well, the Pet Awards.
Pet
I'm going to be co-hosting the Pet Awards this year with Mistress Ellen. And, you know, of course, we always do the pet parade as well. So we're going to have the pet parade and the pet awards. It's very exciting stuff. I have some really great pets coming with me. I've got an alligator.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I had a phoenix at Los Angeles DomCon, so I'm going to have a dragon, because dragon is Phoenix's
dragon.
Lover.
Oh.
So we're going to continue the story at DomCon New Orleans.
Wow.
So how do you have sex with an alligator?
Well, you know, darling, I don't have sex with my alligator.
Very slowly.
You know, I suppose if you're an alligator, you have sex with alligators the way other alligators have sex with them. But I imagine if you're a human, you know, I don't know. I'd have to ask a human that has sex with alligators.
All right. Well, my next guest, I don't know if she has sex with alligators, but I know she has sex with some elephant trunks. No bestiality. This is all metaphorical.
Yes, please.
All right. Metaphorical. Animal play. We're all humans here, right? Although Betsy visited us last week, and we did have an iguana as well.
Oh, that iguana is pretty sexy,
Betsy
though. And
dog.
She was doing some cuddling.
Some serious stuff.
Serious there. Iguana cuddling. I saw those pictures.
Right, right. That iguana was all over her.
Sensual titty iguana interaction. That's what
that
I'm
being
say.
Kate Imperio.
Anal
artist who did a drawing with her butt. This drawing, you could say, is done by an asshole.
Where's the bottom?
And she did that with her butt. Yeah. With the iguana on her back.
Wow.
Right? It was amazing.
Skills.
Mm-hmm. She's playing now on drsusie.tv. But you don't want to miss this show live, because now I'm going to introduce my next guest, Alex Moore.
Hi. Hey.
Hello.
Very excited to have Alex Moore. We're having all these people back on the show, but it's your first show.
Ooh,
your virgin Dr. Susan Block show.
My cherry.
Definitely. So, wow, you are a hot number.
Thank you.
So what's your favorite? Do you have a totem animal? Do you have an animal that you feel like you are?
I've always identified with cheetahs.
Cheetahs.
I feel like they're sexy and sleek and fast and powerful.
He cheated on his income tax. Does that count?
Definitely not associated with him.
Oh,
but yes.
Okay.
Aren't you a cheetah tonight, Dr. Susie?
I'm going to give him a spanking for cheating on his income tax.
Naughty boy. We were going to be nice to my daddy tonight.
No, we're not going to be nice. Daddy's a piggy,
bad
and he stopped that program for DACA. That was terrible. That was a very piggy thing to do.
Terrible.
And also for denying climate change.
Yes.
While we've got this downright biblical situation going on. Hurricanes to the right of me. Fires to the left. Here I am, smack in the middle of earthquake country. Yeah, it's tough. Wow, and he's denying climate change.
Totally.
Naughty. Okay, well, you can be back here as long as we keep you gagged. Where's your penis?
He has one?
He does have a very small penis.
Oh,
it's
it
hard to find.
Neck?
Here it is. Here it is.
I actually rode that once.
She
do you remember that?
I do. You will do
must
anything for daddy. most can't find it. They just like to piss on him, you know.
You found it.
That's right.
Good job. Okay.
But, you know, he needs to be gagged.
Betsy's here for the animal show.
Oh, Betsy's here for the animal show.
Hello, baby.
Hello, Betsy.
Look at that.
Toucans love Betsy.
She likes butt rubs just like
Betsy.
Me.
Betsy.
Yes, Christine took a prize-winning picture of Betsy last week. And now here is Betsy again for a stretch. Yes.
A little downward facing dog.
Yes.
Get the chakras
hello,
nice.
Betsy.
So good at yoga.
Can we show those nipples on Facebook?
I don't know. These are
I
pretty.
Know. Those, I don't know.
Pretty pornographic nipples. Hello,
she
Betsy.
She knows I'm the birthday girl. She showed me her nipples
That's
before.
That's right.
She gave me the full spread.
Not only that, she has six nipples, okay?
Well, this is the animal show.
It sure is.
Sit
on my lap.
What a sweetheart.
Betsy.
All right, come on.
I'm going to finish introducing my guests, and then we're going to play with the dog.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I'm a crazy dog lady.
So,
come on, Betsy.
Welcome, Alex Moore. We're very excited.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Right. Cheetah. Do we have anything for a little? Do we have any ears?
Yeah, we got
Maybe
ears.
Maybe we've got these black ears.
Oh,
match
those are
your
really
hair.
Cute. Yes, I match my
outfit.
You want to wear these?
I would love to wear the ears.
Yeah, you should wear ears.
I'm not sure how
those
fit. They're little
They're
pins,
very feminine. And
if they fall off, you know why.
They clip on. They're clip-on ears.
Ah. I'm glad that little kitty is doing this for me.
That's right. Well, kitties do know how to do kitty things.
Yes, Gypsy is here to assist you.
Thank you.
You know, whether you need to get your ears fastened or change your condom.
Gypsy's my MVP.
Yes.
Safety first, always, you know.
Yes,
definitely. Indeed. So you're more of a panther with these ears than a
That's
cheetah.
That's okay.
But, you know, it does kind of go with your hair. It almost looks, they look real, like they're
Good.
Coming out of your head.
I actually used to have a panther stuffed animal when I was young, so this fits me, I feel like.
Okay. When
a
you
kitty's
were young,
a kitty. I love them all.
What are you now?
I'm less young.
You're... Are they calling you MILF material now?
Not quite. I still cast as teen, even though I'm not teenage.
I was worried about the adult industry was getting way
too
extreme.
Oh, there's me with my rainbow socks on.
Are.
Go Gay Pride.
Woohoo! We love Gay Pride. Oh, yeah.
I must say, you have some beautiful brown eyes.
Thank you.
Gorgeous.
Thank you. You're sparkling. Making me blush.
Aww. A blushing panther. All right. Well, on the other end of the womb room is another brown-eyed beauty. named Sebastian Walker. And Sebastian is is an artist.
Yes, I am.
And he does, among other subjects, art that shows animals.
Oh.
Depictions of animals.
Should I show you some stuff?
You could, yeah, you know what? You want to show me some stuff. Okay, why don't you come on up here? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get the boy up here first. Okay, you sit down.
It's usually ladies first, but...
I know, huh? But, you know, we're bonobos right here.
He wants to show us
sometimes. Sometimes it's good
we want to make the boy show things first, you know?
It's very important that we see his stuff.
I mean, I just brought some, like, sketches
and
stuff.
And you were the first to ask, right? Okay.
What, did I ask?
Yes, you said, should I show you my stuff? No one else said that.
I think you
and
would
we all
want to
see
one.
Your
oh,
stuff.
Oh, look at this. Here's some hot sex.
Nice.
I think this is between human animals.
Those are humans.
Those are humans, yeah.
Those are humans.
I have to get a sex tattoo from you.
Yeah, there's a monkey there.
There is a monkey.
Oh, there is a monkey.
There sure is a monkey. He's a magic monkey.
Wow, okay.
He's a magic
And these are
monkey.
Humans really having porn star sex, I would say. Would you say? Yeah. Are you a porn star, Alex? Get a microphone. Is that
your
definition? You do porn.
Yes. Well, I wouldn't consider myself a star yet.
Are you
I'm
a porn
new.
Starlet?
I'm a porn starlet.
A
yes.
porn starlet.
I feel like that's very accurate.
Okay. Very good. Okay, so should we just keep
Yeah, I mean,
going?
Then it's just more.
Then, oh, here's some animals.
Drawings.
And
I do draw a lot of animals, I guess. So
I want a sex tattoo created by you to add to my collection.
Okay.
Ooh,
we're gonna
these
have to
are
we
cute.
Got a brainstorm.
I have seagulls having sex on my body.
How do seagulls Ooh. Have sex?
Yeah, I'll show you.
Flying
okay,
or?
It's time to show tattoos.
All right.
Wow. Yeah,
oh,
so.
I like this.
There. Oh, a little porn right here. Let's
I like
show
that little
totem
pole.
Animal porn, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So BeLive has a...
Well, you should show the camera, BeLive.
Yeah, well, he's showing the artist.
Okay, all right.
Now he can show the camera.
All right, I'll stop being...
He just wanted to take his shirt off, which is cool.
It's part, you know,
yeah,
it's
part of showing off what an animal you are. Oh, it's definitely Facebook friendly because Facebook is prejudiced against female nipples for some reason. Go
Isn't that bizarre?
Figure.
Isn't that
yeah,
bizarre?
Instagram too, I think. Yeah. Instagram is owned by Facebook. So
you know, yes, yes, yes. Instagram and Facebook. We've been in Instagram and Facebook jail. So we know.
Tum, tum, tum.
And so look at all this
There's
great stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Monkeys. We like monkeys. But we like bonobos best.
We do like bonobos best.
Those
are the best monkeys.
Technically, they're apes, but you're such a good artist, I'll let you get away with calling them monkeys. But monkeys have tails.
Wait, don't you have like a really cool tattoo yourself?
We were leading up to that.
Oh.
Here it is, the really cool tattoo. Look at this,
wow.
Brothers and sisters.
Uh-huh.
Look
uh-huh.
at this. Wait a second. Uh-huh. This is really something. Oh, hold this up again. Okay, come in close to this. This is bonobos having sex.
Woohoo!
And he's making them actually move. They're doing it in and out. Yeah, and you know what? It's, I don't know if it's one of these pictures, but I'll tell you, it is from a famous picture that was taken by Franz de Waal, who is a famous primatologist who also quoted the Bonobo Way in his book, The Bonobo and the Atheist.
Yeah.
And he took that picture.
And I think it was the only picture of bonobos mating in captivity or something like that. Like
no.
From what I heard. No. Or the first one? Maybe?
I mean, I don't know.
No.
I don't know
okay.
about
well,
that.
There was something special about the photo.
It's at the end.
It's.
I ended up on it randomly, really.
It could be... that it was a first in some fashion, and they are in captivity. In fact, I think they're at our San Diego Zoo down south.
I have no idea about that.
Yeah, yeah, but, I mean, there's been a lot. I've taken pictures of bonobos mating in captivity.
Okay, well, I'm jealous now.
Oh, haven't you seen them down in the San Diego Zoo?
No, I haven't.
No?
No.
You've got them tattooed on your arm, and you haven't gone and seen our friends down at the zoo, Loretta and Maddie.
Oh, I need to go.
You need to go.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Field trip.
This experience.
Yeah, you show them your tattoo. They might come up and
Yeah.
Have a look.
Might recognize me a little bit.
A little bit. They might recognize so who's
as one
in
of
there.
Them?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they'll definitely recognize you as a fellow ape.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We humans, we are apes.
No, we're
not. Speaking of which,
do I hear a protester? Do I hear an anthropo-denialist? Are you an anthropo-denialist, sir?
Pro-bonobo.
Pro-bonobo, okay.
Pro-bonobo,
anti-whatever you said. Anti-disestablishmentarianist?
That's my principle.
Yeah, that's me too. Yeah. No, well, there are some people that say that we're not related to animals. I mean, non-human animals, that is, because we are animals. And yet, of course, we are animals. And you know, people that deny that, Franz de Waal actually calls them anthropo-denialists. I think I might be adding an extra syllable there.
Such as this guy, probably, right?
Oh, this guy.
Oh, yeah.
This guy, I mean, the mango orangutango with apologies to real orangutans who are really wonderful creatures.
They're
actually
super intelligent.
They
and
are
they
very
paint,
intelligent.
Actually.
They're almost as nice as bonobos, but they don't have as much sex. And they do have a little bit of killing. Not much.
But they're quieter, though, as pets. I heard they're quieter.
They're quieter. You shouldn't have these apes as pets.
But then
that's like having humans as pets.
Okay. They're in zoos, and that's okay.
They're in zoos, and it's not really okay, but it's sort of half okay. I don't know. I guess I have mixed feelings about the zoos. At least in the zoos, they are with their friends, and they get taken care of, and they have plenty of space, as opposed to when they're in private people's places where they get abused a lot, especially when they get older.
Yeah, experts taking care of, you know, exotic animals is very different than an average, you know, Joe Schmo buying an animal and having it as a pet and not, you know.
Of course, but it's also in a small cage. I mean, zoos are basically like SeaWorld, but
well, yeah.
For
well,
animals,
nobody's
yeah.
saying that zoos are phenomenal.
No,
zoos are not
zoos
great.
Are like, we have mixed feelings about zoos.
Yeah, definitely, right. Definitely
mixed feelings.
About
it
zoos.
Is.
Yes, it is. Because, like I said, I wouldn't know bonobos if there wasn't for the San Diego Zoo. But they are like prisons. Which is why, you know, a lot of them pull their hair out and they masturbate more than they have sex because it's sort of like prison where that's what you do. You know. Anyway, welcome. We love your tattoo.
Well, thank you.
We love your art. And can I say where we met? Can I say the site that
yes,
we met
sure.
on? FetLife.
Yeah.
Wow.
Woohoo! FetLife. Oh, so you're a little kinky, huh?
Yeah.
Oh. Do you have a favorite animal that you are?
Bonobo.
A bonobo. Yeah. You even pronounce it in that sexy foreign way. Well, what country are you from?
I'm from Paris, France.
Paris, France.
Yep.
You're
yeah.
actually Francais.
Born and
we
raised.
Love.
Vive la France.
Vive la France.
Dr. Susie.
Allez les bleus.
I have to say, like, there's some really hot people on tonight.
Liberté, fraternité, égalité.
Yeah, not in order, but still correct.
Right. Okay.
Liberté, égalité, fraternité.
Oh yeah.
That's in that order.
Liberté, égalité.
I didn't mean to correct Dr. Susie.
No. That's okay. You can correct me when I'm out of order. Right. Merci beaucoup.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much. And you can sit back down, I guess. But you'll come back here. So let me have my birthday girl up here. Mm-hmm. Yes, birthday girl.
Hello, Dr. Susie.
Hello. So I understand that your bird, look at those claws.
I know, look at those claws.
Whoa.
I take very good care of him. He's got lots of vitamins, so his claws are nice and sharp.
Yes, very sharp.
That's my toucan.
Uh-huh.
And you're a fox.
Why, thank you.
And that's
I'm wearing my fox from DomCon.
This
you know, my pets, they don't last very long. I love them, but, you know, when their time's up, I wear them.
That's great.
Absolutely. She's a bloodthirsty madam.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. She's wearing blood red tonight. And what do you have in store for us here?
Well, you know, my birthday is coming up.
Yes.
And that's what we're celebrating.
You're celebrating. Right?
And so, you know, some of my pets, you know, they're lovely, loyal pets. And my toucan told me that some of my pets wanted to give me some presents. And so being that he is my animal kingdom ambassador, I'm going to let him present some of my pets, some of the presents on behalf of my pets. So I understand. So this, the first one is from my cheetah. So I don't know what my cheetah may have gotten me, but my first one is from my cheetah. You remember my cheetah, right?
Yes, of course.
Remember my cheetah?
I remember your cheetah.
Oh.
He looked a lot like your bird.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Wonderful.
Cheetah was hot, too.
Look at that.
So my cheetah brought me a dead marsupial.
Oh,
wonderful.
Kangaroo.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So I guess my cheetah is worried that I can't hunt very well. All right. Let's thank cheetah for that. Okay, what have we got next? I hear my wolf has a present for me. Okay. Oh, what's this? Oh, we have a ball. So so I guess wolves aren't very far from dogs. He brought me a ball. Okay, wonderful. I mean, okay. I think I've had enough blue balls in my life, but okay, what's one more? What's one more? All right. Yeah. Let's see what the bonobo brought me. This is from the bonobo.
Ooh.
Oh, would you look at this? This is from the bonobo.
Best gift of all.
A flogger.
For BDSM,
see, the
bonobo style. Yeah.
See, they're intelligent. See, they got me something that I could use.
So fitting.
Right. So very bonobo. Thank you very much, my toucan.
And bonobo boys are very thoughtful.
Thank you so much. Right. Thank you. What a good birdie.
That's so nice. And yes, bonobo boys are very sensitive. They do know to get you something that you can use.
That I can use,
that
right?
That you like. But all the animals have something to teach us. I think
yes.
That's why it's a beautiful thing to release our inner animal.
Sure,
I mean,
is.
The bonobos have the most to teach us. They're the closest to us. They are the peace through pleasure chimpanzees who swing through the trees as well as with each other. But, you know, the birds and the bees and all the animals,
yes,
the doggies and the kitties, all have something to teach us because
yes,
humans are, you know, so much in denial of our animal nature that
yeah,
we really mess ourselves up a lot in our relationships, in our sense of who we are, in our sense of our meaning in life, in
yeah,
our politics, in so many areas. You know, I mean, it's great to be these brilliant humans that have created hospitals and bombs,
yeah,
you know, but it's also great get in touch with our
yeah,
animal nature then.
Yeah,
by that, I mean
we
our non-human animal nature.
That's right. That's right. I totally agree. You know, we get so far away from nature that I think it's so good to just, you know, remember that we are just animals and we have instincts and we have passion, we have desire, and we have all these things that, you know, we have to work through that don't necessarily fit in the confines that we created for ourselves in terms of, you know, social structures and political structures and things. It's nice to just
so I'm a kitty.
Wild.
And I like to find things and I like to hide them.
Ooh.
That's what I like to do. So I might have found something from a really good artist here. And I stuck it somewhere and I found it and I stuck it and I find it and I put it in places.
Oh, is this another present for me?
It is another present for you.
Oh my goodness, it's a little happy birthday button.
And it's from Tommy.
Nice.
I had her draw it and make it, and it has all her little animals.
It sure does. Look at
it has
that.
All
there's
the
my
animals.
Oh,
happy
my goodness,
birthday.
That's
because
my lion
the
and my
birthday
unicorn
to you.
And my elephant. Thank you so much. Those are my pets. Look at that.
Thank
That's
you,
from the last
Clemmy.
Time we were here.
Thank
you, Clemmy.
Thank you, Bonobo, and thank you for me for being a cute little kitty and hiding
thank
it.
Thank you, Gypsy. Oh, I love it. See, the bonobos are so good to me. I love my Bonoboville folks.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, Marguerite.
Well, that's just the beginning.
You know,
that's just a fun little thing the kitty found, you know. There's more coming.
More coming.
We have a lot
excited.
Of talented artists.
You know,
artists
Marguerite,
here today.
Your toucan is definitely not a toucan't.
Toucan do. What can
that's
you
true.
Do that one can't do? Quite a bit.
Double.
So I have these bananas. Do you want a banana? Do you want to feed it to your toucan?
I love a banana. I don't know if my toucan eats bananas. Let's see if my toucan will eat a banana. Let's try it.
Yeah.
Let's see.
This is not a thing about sexual orientation, toucan. Okay. It's just about eating a banana.
Toucans
I'll
eat fruit loops, so.
Very healthy.
For the record, this banana was brought to you by Chef BeLive.
Thank you, Chef
All
BeLive.
All organic.
Thank you, Chef BeLive.
Organic.
We have the
Ralph's
bananas.
It was
the best
thing I ever made.
Oh, yes. That makes it look luscious.
Full of minerals
mm-hmm.
and
vitamins.
Anything in my mouth looks good.
Toucans usually Fruit Loops, so I thought, you know, banana.
Do you want to give him a spanking?
Oh, yeah.
Here.
My new flogger.
It's your new flogger. There you go. He's a piggy right now. Want to tell
him anything? Take that, you bastard. You like that?
This is Trumpocalypse therapy. For those of you who are Trump
supporters,
these
are my birthday
lashes.
We just
have to explain. This is helping us survive.
Three, 4, 5, 6. You know, I will say.
Yeah, make him take.
He needs so many more than how old you are. He needs like.
He's really looking
festive
tonight.
It's true, and I'm not getting in the way
either. I'm appreciating the devil's horns and the banana. He's really come a long way since he first
stepped into Bonoboville. He has progressed since he first arrived at Bonoboville. We have progressed him into the creature and the monster he wants to become.
And he is under gag order with a banana.
All right. Dr. Susie keeps a strict rule.
Okay.
Take the banana away from him. Shouldn't be feeding him.
Well, we need to keep his mouth shut.
Well, he doesn't want to feed anybody, though, so.
Well, that's true.
Give the banana to someone else.
It's a fake banana that's in his mouth.
Didn't somebody once say, do unto others as you would like them to do unto you? So we'll give him a banana because we would like to eat a banana. Right?
Would you like a banana, Danielle?
I would love a banana. Maybe that's me projecting. Classic projection.
Look at that.
Classic.
Now
classic,
we all have bananas.
We do. We do. And I would personally love to see the porn starlet do something, anything with the banana. Would you like to come up here?
Yes, I'd love to.
Okay. And we have a blue ball just looking
here,
at you.
Here, I've got one peeled and ready for
And this is Alex Moore.
Hi.
All right, so. Oh.
Should I keep the peel on or off?
You know, I'm going to leave that up to you. We have one with the peel on.
I thought I would be of service and peel it for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh. I think I'll do peel on first.
Oh.
Okay.
Got to warm up a little so I don't crush the banana with my little throat.
Jesus.
Her little throat.
Oh.
I'll hold the microphone. All right. Banana skin. For those of you.
I'm actually hungry, so I'm kind of excited to have this banana in my mouth.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. That works.
I'll trade you.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Let's see how unlipstick friendly this can get.
Okay, here. Let me hold this. So just have been. That's far.
Yeah. I bet there's other bananas on up here as well.
Ah,
that's impressive.
And she's got the big banana.
I got a banana.
Whoops.
Oh, my God.
She broke
down
it.
Goes the banana.
It
That's
came.
Okay,
before we step on it.
That was tragic.
The bird got the banana.
Get a close-up of that.
That was really good. Thank you.
She just castrated the banana.
I did. Don't fuck with me.
Okay.
Something's
here's a new one. Can you take another? This is like a banana.
I will try not to hurt this one.
This is a banana gangbang.
Oh, that sounds so hot. That's like one of my porn goals.
And we all support you in that goal.
Thank you.
We'd love to.
I like to be overwhelmed.
Yeah.
All right. Most he's Phil Mickel. And here she goes again.
Wow.
With a very big banana.
Once again, I have another banana.
All the way.
You have a banana, do you?
Chef B Live's banana comes with a special sauce.
Wow. Now, did you practice doing
that? Raw vegan.
At breakfast?
No, but I was really proud of myself this morning when I didn't gag brush my
teeth.
This
one's going to break.
I feel like
if
that's
you
a good cock
it.
Day.
So I'm... Jeez.
Yeah. There she goes. I could tell it needed biting. Sometimes you can tell when a banana needs biting.
I like when my eyes water. I feel like I've succeeded.
Right.
When your eyes water...
I have a banana that needs biting.
Oh, gosh.
Chef D. Live keeps reminding us.
It's curved, so...
It does
always
have a curve. Yes.
Oh,
curve is great,
and
she
says. Biting.
Whoa. So am I the only one getting turned on? No.
No, not at all.
No.
There's a lot of turn on going on here. I think even the bird is starting to shake his head.
Makes you
wow.
Sweat.
Scared to bite.
And we're
that's
still close on, though. We can still be showing Facebook this banana sucking here, which
lucky
seems
Facebook.
Downright
lucky
dirty.
It's
she's bruised this banana. She's doing it so hard.
What's the secret? How does that? How do you practice?
Suck
that?
Lots of cocks.
Suck lots of cocks, and then you can deep throat a banana. Basically, you practice
how you do that.
On cocks, and then you can do it to a banana.
Right, then you can do it. Right?
Danielle
right?
can do
that's
it to a banana.
Yeah.
Brush
I
the back of your
that.
Mouth with your toothbrush very well.
It's like a deep relaxation technique you have going there. It's like something
they
want to teach us.
If it warms up enough, it can like stay in there.
This is.
I don't know if this is enough warm up. But
how do you warm up?
You just put things in your throat, Shelly. You know, used
relax.
To the pressure. Yeah.
You put
it's like not a surprise anymore. It's like, all right, it's in there.
What do you put
your
in
nose.
Your throat? Like a real dick in your throat to practice?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wait, do you that's get starting? Do you tell the person, like, just so you know I'm just practicing, or do you just, like...
Well, I love giving blowjobs, so it usually just starts with me doing what I love.
Oh, I love it.
I'm a good practice.
He keeps offering himself.
He is a very nice penis.
This was a delicious and sexy treat. Thank
all right.
you.
Mm.
Yeah. We're enjoying watching
you eat
it.
I'll go one more.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm.
Wow.
Suck that banana, Alex Moore. Oh, wow. She is really... She's giving a banana job.
Is that legal?
Yeah.
On Facebook?
I don't see why not. She's eating a banana. That's
yes.
all she's doing.
Yes, yes.
Eating a banana. Just a really lucky banana.
Legal.
Very, very suggestive.
She's sucking a banana.
Tell us if there's
right, well,
anything
someone
about this.
Like sucking bananas.
Stick
listen,
your tongue
to
out
a
at
banana,
the base
you do have
and
to
lick
swallow
the
it.
Balls. So since there's no balls, I'll have to lick the peel.
Okay.
Okay.
She's doing it.
I love how the saliva, like,
true
yeah.
love.
Well, that
is how it's
key.
Done. And that was, like,
that's
really impressive.
More.
When you are sucking cock deeply, it, like, activates, like, the really deep, spitty part of your throat. And that really, like, coats your throat with, like, a lubey material. And that helps it go in and out.
And that lubey material is saliva.
Mm. It's like it's deeper than the saliva in your mouth, though. It's
oh,
like,
okay.
It's like thicker and more viscous.
Yummy.
Your
wow.
own natural lubricant.
Well,
yes.
we've got natural lubricants. That I mean, commercial lubricants are always trying to kind of imitate natural lubricants in some way. Yeah.
But if you're really turned on enough, your throat just starts secreting what it needs.
Right.
Sometimes.
And other places.
But, you know, it doesn't hurt to take a slug of water, you know, just take some water because that'll help you get lubricated.
Yeah, and I've heard that if you, like, eat, like, a few gummy bears beforehand, it activates your salivary glands because you're eating sugar. And so your, you know, mouth is like, ooh, I'm going to put stuff in my mouth. So you'll get more spit. The more spit, the better the blowjob.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Banana job. Right. Sorry.
How
this
long have you been doing this professionally?
5 months, but I've been
five
doing
months, that's it.
Similar things in my personal life for a decade. So
oh, for a decade.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I have candy.
I'm just hearing these things.
And where are you from originally?
I'm from New Mexico.
Oh, New Mexico.
New Mexico.
Land of enchantment.
Yes.
I love New Mexico.
Absolutely. Yes. Taos and
I love that you love sucking cock. That's
it,
just...
It literally physically makes me wet, actually. And my goal in porn is to eventually just orgasm just from giving a blowjob.
Wow.
I haven't gotten there quite yet, but I think it'll happen.
There
I practice a lot.
There are a lot of bonobo men out there just blessing you. blessing, offering you blessing.
I am blessing you.
Thank you.
I bonobo
And I'm a test dummy.
I think it's your year. It's the year of the cock, right?
So well, it is the year of the cock.
Oh.
The Chinese
the
year
of
the
cock. Don't join the The year that I started porn is the year of the cock.
It's your breakout year. It's a lucky sign. It's destiny.
That's incredible. I think he's better at the bird noises.
Right. Cockle-doodle-doo.
That's sort of an impotent chicken. I mean, a rooster.
Well, he's
there.
A toucan.
Okay, right. Sorry. I'm sorry.
He's just right for a toucan.
I didn't mean to insult your pet. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. But he was, we were talking about cocks and we jumped to toucans. It got confusing for me. I'm turned on at this point, so my brain's not.
Are you going to be an elephant now?
Probably.
Should I have made eye contact while I was doing that?
I mean, you can certainly you can do.
Banana's kind of dead, but
probably.
You did with me, thank God.
She could revive it.
B-Live and I are very into your lesson. We grew up very, very repressed Christians, so this is all very important life skills for us.
Yes, as many religions teach that we are not one of the animals, that we are separate from animals.
Yeah. So that's why I have a God complex.
Bunch of nonsense.
That slurp in the end was like very sweet.
Yeah, the spittiness is, I think, important.
Yeah.
Back to that natural lubricant. All right.
Thank you.
So, are you going to eat the rest of it?
I will.
Are you
going
to
just
swallow it up there?
Does this have to stop?
Well, I don't know how many bananas I should eat in one sitting, but
I have a banana and it lasts a long time.
How much time do we have for this segment before we have to take a break, my trusty staff?
What are you? How much?
We have
about 15.
15. Wow.
Just to clarify, I have a banana and it lasts a long time.
I have lots of bananas at home.
Oh,
I collect
snap.
Them. Yeah, the more toys, the better.
Good yeah,
I actually brought one with me and it's inside of me right now.
What?
Yeah.
What's inside
but
of you?
But it's Facebook friendly, so I can't show it to you yet.
I think that's a metaphor. I don't think it's an actual banana. Like
it's not
a
banana. No, it's
no,
a metaphor.
It's a metaphor.
Sorry, I should have clarified.
Here's the thing is, can you... should we get you a napkin?
Oh,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Why don't we get her someplace, something to do with that?
You're such a good kitty.
She's a good kitty. Right. But do we have a wipe of some sort? Or
a wipe.
A wipe?
It's coming.
Okay. Because we'd like to see the metaphorical something. Banana.
Oh, are we turning off Facebook now?
We're
going to
turn off Facebook for this one part. Yeah, this is okay. So here you can wipe this off, and I'll hold the mic, and perhaps you can show us where this banana metaphor.
This is turning out to be a good birthday.
Is. Yeah, this is your entertainment. Part of your entertainment.
So I just got this banana from someone that sent it to me on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
So thank you to my fan that sent it to me. That's very sweet.
Nice.
What is the banana made out of?
It's made out of silicone, which is body safe material. Please use silicone, metal, glass, all body safe.
And just inserted with your natural lubricant or any?
No, I added some natural lube.
Special lube.
Yeah, I do. I'm actually really sensitive to chemicals, so I buy a specific lube that doesn't have any chemicals in it.
Organic.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So now the Facebook camera has gone off.
Oh, it has.
And the other cameras have come forward. Do you notice that? That the other ones are excited now. That it's sort of like they trade back and
the
forth.
The dance of the magic cameras.
So we
cameras,
are going. Do you want some striptease music? Or
if you guys would like.
Yeah, well, sure. We should do a whole little striptease here.
All right.
You know, we got a birthday girl. We got birds. We got
sailors. I can give you a lap dance if that's something that you would like for your birthday.
Sure, I'll take a lap dance for my birthday.
Yeah, awesome.
Absolutely.
Okay. I have only given lap dances at the strip club.
With the
this will be my first.
Please, the Kingster.
Outside. Of the strip club. So happy fucking birthday.
I'm amazed you can do the strip dance with the banana inside. Wow.
Yes, you will see.
Amazing.
Oh, good. It's rock. I danced to rock.
There you go.
A little louder, though. There we go.
Wow, look at that hot body. That's quite an animal. A nice human animal. They call me freaky and they say I'm nice dirty. Cause all the fantasies are slightly pervy. I like my
loving to be topsy-turvy. I gotta have that cake. She smells great too. I'm gonna dress you up in leather and lace. Not tell the way your big toe tastes. I wanna wank as you spit in my face. Ooh. I gotta have that cake. There is no limit to imagination. I'm into every type of stimulation. Getting kinky is an excitation. I gotta have that cake. Yeah!
Oh,
let's
yeah.
get kinky. Bend over, little Miss Pinky.
Bend over,
see
little
what
Miss
that
Winky.
Does to my winky. I gotta have that cake. I must
oh.
admit that I'm a
oh,
libertine.
Wow.
So let's pretend that you're 17.
So shiny back there. What is it?
Very shiny.
I gotta have that cake.
Some kind of a magic jewel.
My favorite color.
Very pretty, a glittering jewel.
Very well.
How do very you? Well.
So take these panties off and let me smell. I gotta have that cake.
How do you hey. Use the bathroom with that thing on?
I don't think you do number two.
Okay.
Thank number
you.
One's just fine.
That was beautiful. Thank you.
Gotta have that cake.
She's got a cute little birthmark.
I'm the
feels
that
good sitting down.
That was gorgeous.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Oh, that's so nice to do a lap dance for birthday gal, Madam Marguerite.
I feel so spoiled.
You are. Good. You should be.
I didn't bring a
we
gift,
love
so
you.
The lap dance was my gift.
Oh, that's
okay.
plenty.
That's cool.
Plenty.
That's cool.
I do lap dances, too.
He does
he
actually
keeps offering.
Give, he does give really good lap dances.
Really good?
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're surprisingly,
yeah, yeah.
you know.
The most persistent guest.
Give her a little. Give her
it's
a
okay.
little.
All time.
Usually.
Can I have another lap dance?
Oh, yeah.
May I?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
pass
Chef
around.
B Live.
Yeah. Let's get some chef
lap dances everywhere.
Yeah.
yeah.
Let's
yeah.
have a boy dancer.
Ooh.
Yeah. Toy dance.
Yeah, there you go. There
he's
you
a
go.
Sailor, too, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at hey. That.
Look at, that
look at those
pet.
Hip movements.
Uh-oh, I'm
yeah.
He's
nervous.
In touch with his inner animal.
He really gets into the hip. Fluctuations.
Whoa.
Don't touch me with no parts.
I wonder if he can helicopter.
He's got you giggling.
The chef.
Right? Right?
He's
now you guys
chef.
See why I spend so much time with him.
He's a raw chef.
Aww.
That's
aww.
All she gets.
Thank you. Oh, that was plenty.
That was nice.
Thank you. I'm satisfied.
Yeah, I can do it nude, but since, you know.
It's getting hot in here.
I think she's sweating.
Oh, yeah. 5 minutes, Dr. Susie? 5 minutes.
Five? It says 10 on there.
Oh, it says 10. It says 5
so
on my
which is
side.
Correct?
It's 10.
That says 10. So,
10
we have time for a Bonoboville communion or two.
Oh.
Would you like to do communion?
Oh, no, I can't do
no,
communion.
You can't do
I
communion.
Can't, I can't hang like the other bonobos.
What about a water communion?
Oh, no, 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 oh. no, 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 no. That's too much for me.
She would like okay. to be entertained with someone else's communion.
All right.
And I have a feeling that you would be requested to do communion, even though this would be your first communion.
Sounds lovely.
Did you grow up with a religion of some sort?
Well, my mom took us to Sunday school when we were kids, and my brother said, "Man, this is boring," really loud. And my mom never brought us back because she was mortified.
Oh.
But
I thought you were
going
to say she was Mormon.
No, she did encourage us to read all religious texts and make our own decision.
Oh, okay. And what decision did you all make?
Right. I'm atheist.
You're an atheist?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, atheism is cool. I myself, I guess I'd say agnostic. The only problem I've got with it is that, you know, religions have all these cool rituals, and I don't think you have to believe in a particular god or goddess, or you could believe in all the gods and goddesses, which
right.
is really where I'm at. I'm kind of a pantheist in a way.
That's
you
also
know, just believe in everything.
If you get the wrong same god here. And you go up to the gates and say, what the fuck, you got
yeah,
the wrong...
Yeah, I give them all, you yeah. know, the... the blessings.
What the hell are you?
I was an atheist for a while, but then I became a pantheist.
Yeah. I think I'm that. But especially because I like these rituals, and one of the rituals that I really like is communion. Right, you know, where you drink the wine and you eat the wafer, and the wafer symbolizes the body of God.
I like eating bodies, sexually.
That's what I was thinking.
That are alive. That's not a beard.
Okay, no.
Sorry.
It sounds good. It sounds good. So let's see. So we do a Bonoboville communion, and did I use up 5 minutes already? Okay, so let's hop to it. Yes, help me out here, Gypsy.
Thank you for covering
so
the back of the card.
So would you like to choose a lucky person to be involved with your communion?
Who volunteers? There's only one volunteer.
Well,
okay.
You know,
it's you, dear.
He's volunteer. I'm sure you could get other volunteers. Everyone's just...
Well, I'm very into consent, and if he's the only one that raised his hand...
I don't need communion.
No, he does.
Sebastian?
No, totally cool.
Okay.
He's been great.
He's been great. Now, there's...
Lots of enthusiasm. I dig that.
Giving communion, and there's receiving communion.
Jacob's... the chimes master over here, he's like... requesting a communion.
So I'm confused on what I will be doing.
She's
in
confused. Right. We're running out of time.
Okay.
I want you to pick who you want to do communion off of your beautiful body. Right. So
somebody's gonna lick your body.
Cool. That's what's I mean, it's between it's whatever you want.
I was sitting next to you and I requested to pet you for a reason.
I think she picks you, Gypsy. So,
good choice.
Give me the communion tools.
Do we have time?
And now, that means I get my assistant drunk.
You got
in the
3 minutes.
Okay. That's
Dr.
okay.
Dr. Susie, 3 minutes.
Yes. Okay, so that's good. The Gypsy knows what to do.
Okay. Tell me what to do.
Okay.
I like to be told what to do.
Yeah. Should we do it off of you, or do you want
to? Oh, I would like for it to be done off of me.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a lightweight, so if I have a shot, then it's over from here.
All right then.
Okay, what do?
You just sit there.
Where do you want the shot taken off of you?
Or the salt?
For you.
Which one is it?
I'm. You know what? I'm dominant, so I'll pick. I want to do it off of your beautiful titties, because they're so perky and beautiful.
And because that's
sounds
a Bonoboville lovely tradition.
Wait,
okay,
wait.
Lick, lick, lick. This is the body. And now we have the blood. Green blood, because, we're aliens. So this is agua coca leaf liqueur. And perhaps we could have a double titty presentation. Wow. That is always a real delight. Yes. And this is Gypsy Bonobo, brothers and sisters. Woohoo! Yelder. And kitty, kitty, kitty. Down. And there she goes, waterboarding, bonobo style. And you got laid on the Dr. Susan Block Show. Mm-mm. Oops. And so did you, because you're the birthday girl.
Sure.
And how much time do we have? Are we ready to...
That was hot.
What does that mean?
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
You're great.
I'm not sure submissive with women. Time are really fluid here. Very fluid amounts of time. And here's Danielle moving her way into... Danielle, do some elephant yoga. Danielephant yoga.
I just got a little tired, so I thought I'd...
You got tired.
Check out that booty.
Well, the truth is, I got jealous and then I got tired.
Who are you jealous of?
No, I got turned on and then I had to repress it to sit in my seat and then I got...
You don't have
would
to
you like
repress
a communion
on
me too?
I'm
what an offer.
You want a bonobo bill communion too?
I wouldn't know what to do.
You would know just what to do. You would know just what to do. You cute little bonobo. You know to get up here.
Well, we're going to have more communions, and we're going to have
30.
You know, it's kind of obvious.
I didn't hear anything.
Okay, so, you know, we're going to come back in just a short while with Birthday Gal, Madame Marguerite, and Alex Moore, and Danielle Elephant.
Danielle Elephant.
Watts. And Chef B. Live the Wolf. And
who can have
Toucan,
a comedian too?
And our bonobo tattooed artist, Sebastian Walker.
Woo!
And our sex kitten, Gypsy Bonobo. And, of course, did I say Alex Moore? Yes, Alex Moore.
You can say more.
I'll say more about Alex Moore. And you will see more of Alex Moore when we get back. So don't come yet and don't go away. We'll be right back.
Or come twice.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the make love, not war, great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure. With the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males, bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
So you've never been on a Sibian before?
No, I've never been on one before.
Okay.
Now you are ready to ascend the throne.
Mr. Tracy, you are going to ride God's machine now.
Put one leg right here. Put the other right here and just position yourself comfortably. Put your clit right here.
Okay, so here she goes. Uh-oh. She's mounting the Sibian.
Have you ever ridden a Sibian, by the way?
Oh, I have. Many a time. My favorite horse to ride.
Have Sibian yoga and experience it to the fullest. Go for the G spot, go for the clit, go for whatever works. Someone can come from their nipples. We've got Brigitte Bardot riding the Sibian.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
does the job.
Yeah, it's doing
Simeon
it, baby.
Simeon strikes again.
Yes, I do say that when it feels good.
Live on DrSusie.tv from the Womb Room in Bonoboville.
Ride 'em cowboy.
Take a deep breath,
so
deep breath.
Now relax.
Oh, fuck!
Plus fort, my friend. Plus fort.
We never get tired of watching a pretty girl on the Sibian celebrating Masturbation Month.
Amen! Amen! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Sonne les matines, ding dang dong. Princesse, en
français. Oui!
Oui! Oui! Princesse, vas-y.
That is a beautiful thing. Thank you, Dr. Susan Block. You're a wonderful human being. Wonderful human being, Dr. Susan Block. Human being, thank you.
And
amen.
I think that was
amen,
an orgasm.
Dr. Susan Block.
I think
amen.
We have orgasm, Houston. Whee! And let's have a hand.
Orgasm. We have liftoff. We have liftoff.
Okay.
Elle va éjaculer. Oui, 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 oui.
Okay, I'm gonna go, I'm gonna go, I'm gonna go.
Testify, Sister Penny. Testify. That you masturbate.
Amen.
And you are not ashamed.
I am not ashamed.
How was it? What's your report?
Oh, my vagina is so tingly right now. It feels like pop rocks.
I'm just gonna take this home.
That thing is bigger than your little body.
That is the best product endorsement I've ever seen.
Can I leave now? Like, I'm ready. I'm. Come on.
I don't think I can say those words. Where's the husband?
You got the simian. You don't need the husband.
Oh my God! Oh! Whoa! Whoa! Oh!
Don't let her fall over. Whoa. Hey, darling girl.
I love you.
I love you. That's my girl.
Yes, we are back.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Hey, welcome back to Animal Play, the Bonobo Way. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters, we are celebrating Madame Marguerite's birthday.
Yes, yes.
In animal fashion. Releasing our inner animal. I'm releasing my inner, leopard for the most part, a little bit of cheetah.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, we're going to also have our lovely Alex Moore release her inner wildcat.
It's been like a whole 3 hours since I've had an orgasm. So
a whole 3 hours.
Yeah. I masturbated before I got here.
Poor kitty.
So
I was watching my porn and I squirted a lot.
Yes, and you've gotten all revved up by giving Madame Marguerite a birthday lap dance.
Yes, and the butt plug isn't
and
helping either.
The butt plug is definitely doing its little stimulating duty. And now we have, speaking of animals, a motor bunny. That's right, brothers and sisters, hop on the motor bunny. But before you do, we are going to render it completely sanitary.
Woo.
This is going to ruin it for a lot
people.
Of people, but we don't care because we are clean.
I like sex.
Okay,
safe
some
sex.
People like
if you
it
don't
dirty.
Like that, I don't know what to tell you.
We like it just
you won't be fucking
dirty
me.
In a vulgar way, but not in a
germ way. So what we're doing now, Madame Marguerite is even helping on her birthday. But she likes to do things like this, arrange things. And, of course, Gypsy is a nurse, so, you know, she knows how to use saran wrap.
Is this on?
And yes, indeed. And so this is a big device that is getting sanitary. And while it's happening, I just want to give a shout-out to Loser Twersky. Max, are you there? Loser is now starring in God of Vengeance on off-Broadway or somewhere like that. And he is in New York. And he also has a Netflix movie that is coming out any minute. And we're in it.
Yay, Loser.
We're kind of in it. I'm not sure how much we're in it. A little bit. Because it's a movie about his escape from the Satmar Jewish community. And actually, he won the award on Dr. Susie TV for Funniest Fundamentalist Refugee. Nice. Yes, he is.
And he was on Transparent,
a refugee.
Too.
And he's on Transparent. And he won Best Actor for Felix and Mira. And last night we went to the Emmys party. Yes, we went to the Emmys party because we're regular people.
Yeah.
And although we were the wildest people at the Emmys party.
Well, they had you on the
and
doctors.
Actually,
so.
This guy did come up to me and he goes, "You look like you lead an interesting life," or something like that. "Who are you?" And I barely even told him who I was when he figured out that, you know, I'm in this movie that's being directed by friends of his who are Heidi and Rachel. I forget their last names, but they directed Jesus Camp, okay? And this movie is called One of Us, and it is about these very, very religious, very sheltered Jews that kind of escape the community, the Hasid community, the Satmar community in Loser's case. And it is a very sheltered community, so it's hard to get away. And a lot of it does have to do with sex, you know. Even the everything has to do with sex. I'm, of course, you know, a sex addict.
We all come from sex.
We come from sex, and sex is what motivates us to stick around for a while, to do just about everything.
Sure.
So, yeah, and of course, just like all religions, you know, this religion, the Satmar religion, has a lot of rules about sex. Very strict rules, right. They don't do communion like we do, needless to say. Anyway, now we have the Motor Bunny ready. Oh, before we do this, I want to do another announcement that we're going to be at AdultCon, speaking of porno, AdultCon, on September 23rd, giving the Bonobo Way of Great Sex. Are you going to AdultCon, young lady? Okay.
I say yes.
You should
come. I haven't
planned
that far ahead.
It's yeah, right. I didn't used to when I was that age. Yeah, it's in 2 weeks.
You can come play with us if you'd like to.
You can certainly play with us.
I'll be there. I'll be playing. And
give me the info.
Okay, well, I will. Yeah, you know, I got you. Okay.
And in fact, I'll give the info out right now because we're trying to, you know, give a little announcement here. So it's at the convention center, right? It's AdultCon, a bunch of porn stars signing autographs. And, you know, you've got me there, too. And maybe Jux is going to be there, I think, right? And Gypsy's going to be there. And anyway, it's going to be fun. It's my first time, but I'm going to give a little talk, and you know, there's going to be all these crazy porn stars.
What?
It's going to be great. Yeah, yeah. Go from DomCon, where I give the bonobo femdoms of the wild.
That was
to,
great.
Thank you. To AdultCon, where it's going to be the bonobo way of great sex. Yeah. Simple, right?
That's right.
Basically what it's all about.
Nice.
Make sex great again, right? Because politicians shouldn't be the only ones screwing us, right? Yeah.
That's right.
You shouldn't be screwing us at all. You can't with this tiny little dick.
I think he should be kicked out for this segment. I think he doesn't deserve it.
I think they just like to fuck us in the mouth. I don't know if they like to screw us.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think I'm going to just step on his balls.
Oh, but that looks so good. That looks too good. Like, as a fetish girl, that's, like, too hot with your heels.
But as Danielle says, where is Danielle? You know, we like to give him some pleasure while we're confining him. You know, we've got him under gag order with a banana.
Well, how can you not? You're beautiful. Anything you're doing is going to be somewhat pleasurable. But, you know, I'm just saying, it looks good in the heels. He deserves worse.
He deserves worse.
He deserves worse.
He does. Okay, the heels are going into the balls. All right. But in any case, it's, I think, time to entertain the birthday girl with a little Sibian a motor bunny ride. No, this is a very special bunny here.
All the treats,
I guess.
So
I guess we have
to.
What
kind of
sound does a bunny make?
That's an animal.
Yeah. Okay.
Ooh, goody. Oh, she needs help removing her panties.
Ooh, help removing her panties.
I'm not a porn star, but I'm a peony.
Look
expert.
At all of the girls, the three graces, removing the panties from Venus.
I mean, you know, ladies do need help. It's difficult getting panties off.
That's fine.
And keep your high heels on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And our condom is all veggie. It's a vegan condom that is made by Glide America Condoms.
Yeah.
And do we have any lube? We must
vegan.
Have some lube.
Organic
yes,
vegan.
We d-
is we it raw?
Oh, you have your own.
It's about to be raw.
Okay, it looks like a soda bottle. That's cool. Great.
I love this lube.
Okay.
What lube is it?
Slickwid Natural Intimate Glide. Sassy.
Sassy.
Dr. Susie, it's about to be organic, vegan, and raw.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Do you guys want cowgirl position or reverse
Danielle
cowgirl?
Is now...
Should we do a vote?
I had to get a closer look.
Yeah.
We should have the view where we could also see the plug.
Yeah. Oh.
So can I have reverse cowgirl, please?
Okay. Okay.
That's just... Well, no, I mean, I want both, but I just want to start this way.
Yeah, we could do both. That sounds like a good idea.
Right?
Because
at the end, you can maybe pop one out or something.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Wow.
Oh, good Lord. She makes it look
good.
Wow.
Look at that beautiful butt. May I?
Oh, wow.
Now, I have here a Jux leather finger flogger. It's kind of fun.
So one thing that the beautiful Alex told me during the break was that she used to study social work.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Isn't that incredible?
That is. That
and
is.
Then,
where's the microphone?
She decided
Can I have a microphone?
She wanted to transition to sex work. And I told her I was so inspired by that. And she's combining the two.
Aha.
In a very...
So are you still... Do you still consider yourself a sociologist?
I definitely like to study people
there
in
you
many
go.
Yeah. different ways.
Okay.
Should I be putting this inside myself?
Yes,
yet?
You are. You can do that. You can do that. And I haven't turned it on yet.
This is the best show. Dr. Susie here. Okay, so I want, you know, Madame Marguerite is your birthday present. I want you to make the sounds come out of her mouth. That's always,
sure,
right?
Sure. Yeah.
This is the first time in
I've never
all
ridden
the
one of these. This is
like
fucking
this
incredible already.
Here we go. We're turning it on.
So you have to say what speeds are best, what's working best for you, faster,
whatever
slower.
Whatever you guys want.
Oh, okay. It's just an easy please.
Is that just my earphones shorting out?
I feel it's really hard to answer your question.
Okay.
Wow. How often have you
and
had a social
bouncing.
Worker? Right.
I think this is why they call
Another
it a bunny.
Because they just want to hop up and down on it because it feels so good.
Danielle, would you like a closer look?
I sure. If you're inviting me to come closer, then yes, I will. I'll just.
This is the first time we've ever seen anything like this, Dr.
Aren't
Susie.
Aren't you getting hot in that?
To me, she. You know what? This is a. Yes. This is a girl who knows what she wants. She's going for it, and she understands
Whoa.
Her body.
She's going at
very,
it.
Very well, and God bless her for that.
Okay, so now we're going to turn you around.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to slow it down. We're going to slow it down. Right? We want to turn her around. We want to see her, I think. I think we're at that stage.
Wow. I mean, those cameras aren't there. They should be there. God. I don't know where the cameras are, but...
Okay, and maybe some more lube now? Okay, and can we take this off? So you could be more like a Danielle.
I'm ready to be wet. I'm not sure how much lube I need.
I have to be honest, I'm having a hard time tonight. Because I'm actually so impressed with Alex, and I'm so turned on by her.
She's so How about we do it together?
Would you like to do it together? Boobs together. Boobs make boobs women together. It makes it easier. We have a beautiful show, What Women Should Be, right?
I know.
So
I
let's do it together. It's going to be okay.
All right.
Look here.
Daddy wants to see your tits. Daddy wants to see your tits.
I'll get naked too with you, baby.
Piggy daddy. Where'd his piggy nose go?
That is so low.
Oh, man.
That's good.
Here, I'll help inspire you.
No, Gypsy. Oh. Gypsy's gonna, you're gonna have to help me.
Whoa. Oh, we're.
Do you need help?
Having a wardrobe malfunction.
Whoa.
Does that mean your boobs are coming out? Because that's great.
Okay.
His nose came off.
They're on.
All
right. We can't show this.
You ladies, someone tell me when to write this.
Okay, we're doing that. We're getting ourselves
in
position.
Oh, I'm so sorry. So
for your
I
big
want
ride.
Okay, so when I want you to write is when those cameras are we good? Are we happy cameras? So cameras, let's start having
fun. I love
fun.
How BeLive just fucking took the cue.
You see, but no, but the, no, do you see the focus he took? That's the camera should be taking that same focus.
All right.
Chef BeLive. Gosh darn it.
We are now ready.
Gosh darn it.
B-Live's not trying
to inspire Danielle.
No, we're all inspired. We're all very inspired. We're all very inspired. So, okay, so cameras. Let's take, oh, gosh.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
So, I've already had 3 orgasms.
All right. And we have a towel under you in case of any leakage.
Wow.
Any of that liquid you talked about.
It's 4.
Wow.
I mean, this is just a testament to the capability of the human body.
No, it's a testament to the woman's body. Women
can expand and allow and receive in a gracious
and we're letting her receive. We're letting her receive.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
See, this is why I'm
very
take
juicy.
My shirt off. Start talking too much.
Yeah, you could just squirt. Oh. Whoa.
Oh, my God.
More?
That's a girl.
That was a nice female ejaculation.
Oh. I'm a girl.
Oh my God.
Motor Bunny, if you haven't gotten your advertisement, I don't know what will work. I have no idea.
Quite a wild ride here. Whoa, yeah. Whoa. Okay.
Oh my God.
Let's hear it for
Woo!
Alex Moore.
Oh my God.
That was 7.
Let's hear it for Alex Moore.
Thank you.
That was quite a beautiful performance. And the Motor Bunny.
That was beautiful performance for both. Oh my gosh.
And Madame Marguerite for getting the moans and
of
the
course.
Shrieks.
And she's still going.
So
don't you worry.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, you can keep going.
No, we love it. Don't you stop. Don't stop being yourself. Just do whatever makes you happy. We love it.
Whoa.
Stop. Okay, you know what, folks? So you were worried about what an encore really looked like. Mm. So this is what an encore really looks like.
Yeah, that's
when
an
you
encore.
Really need a round of applause, when you really need a second round.
Yeah. And that Glide condom is still working. Whoa. Whoa.
Get her face. Get her face. Get her face. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
My
My personal orgasm record is like over 30, so you guys would be here all night if I kept going.
I like this girl. We don't mind. I love this girl.
I think she's destined to be a porn star.
I think she is a porn star. I think if you're a starlet, you're a star.
She just graduated from starlet to star.
But at the Dr. Susie Block show, so this is amazing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, if this isn't an exercise in freedom, I don't know what else America stands for.
All right, well, you stay there.
We'll be right back.
Maybe... What, who's being right back?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, we can't be on Facebook like, camera for this.
No, I hope that Facebook has been gone.
No.
By Facebook so, if you have not been gone.
I don't need you to stop. I'm just moving on in terms of what I'm talking
about.
Right? Okay, so you're probably wondering who this gentleman is here who has a front row seat. Right? Where's your microphone? Don't bother, he says. Okay. You are Jacob, correct?
Jacob.
Correct. Jacob. Do you want a last name?
35 years in wind chimes. You can call me King Ding-a-ling.
King Ding-a-ling.
Yeah.
All right. Woo! Woo!
Ding,
belly dancing
chimes. That's all right. That's all right. You can be quiet over there.
But there's some chimes somewhere.
Oh, my friend Danielle Watts. Excuse me for the rude language.
He brought you a little kitty.
A little kitty.
We love that here.
Yeah, it's okay. All right.
Okay. Well, but I understand he needs a spanking.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's what we do know.
I would give you presents, but I know I don't deserve anything.
Well, you're going to get a spanking.
Well, you're going to give her a present right now, and you're going to get up here.
But before we give you your spanking.
I love this girl. I'm sorry.
I think we're going to.
My God.
Actually, switch around. I want you to take his chair. Where are you going to sit? You should sit with your people over
you
here.
You should sit. They should all. Like, I'm going to move. No. Yeah, you don't have
to be on the floor. Like the Danielle floor. Can
okay.
get on the floor.
You're a you're a holistic man. We love holistic men.
And what happened to your toucan? Or
God, I like.
He became a human.
Oh, well, that's okay. Can he? Does he want to be here as a human?
Oh, I don't know.
Humans are animals.
Make you feel good.
Humans
whatever you want. I like this girl. She's like, whatever you want.
All right. So, Gypsy, you've got something for us, don't you?
I do. I do have something for you guys.
Yeah, you do. Are you going to bring it in?
I sure am right now.
Bring it in. Bring it in, girl. Bring that thing in. Bring that thing you got. All right. And you just keep riding here. How's the speed for you?
Oh, there's Should my toucan.
Yeah, this is the twirl.
You're great. You're going to do well. You're a funny girl.
Yeah? Yeah. Yeah, you're doing good on that thing. Boy, you could do advanced classes in this. You could give instruction. Wow. Your clit just juiced up so much. Jesus. Okay. Whoa. And up and down we go. Yes, indeed. Alex Moore, once more. Never enough. All right. I know we have another celebrity in our audience. Pavel.
Yes.
Hi.
What's up, sugar?
How's it going?
This guy here.
Woo, don't fall. Do not
Pavel,
fall.
Pavel, did you take a picture of this?
I took a picture of a lot of these. I have to say this, you know, like every one of you here. Mm. Not about you, lady.
Whoa.
Scandalous. Growing up religious. It's kind of funny what happens. You get older, you're just going, all right, I had enough of that.
You're religious
now? Let me try some fun. This is fun. Good
this is fun. This is our religion, you know, love.
That's right.
Yes. Love is our religion. And we celebrate whenever we can, and it is Madame Marguerite's birthday.
It sure is.
So, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, everyone. Happy birthday to you.
Wow.
Thank you. Oh, it's beautiful.
We even spelled your name right. You got that?
You sure did. You sure did.
Made a point of it.
Thank you.
Nice. Hey, come on over here, beautiful woman. Come and be part of the cake scene. You're a splosher. You're a splosher. You just want to not do what I ask. That's okay. Oh, look at you. Want some cake? Yeah, yeah, sugar. Sugar, sugar. Okay. So,
send this home to mom. Oh, it's my birthday party.
Do you mind if I have my cake off of your nipple? Yummy, yummy. Yum, Madame Marguerite, your cake is so delicious. Okay, well, let's cut up some pieces, but
yeah.
Also we might want to splosh some.
Thank you. I'm so excited. What a lovely birthday this has been.
It is. It is.
So and wild. Thank you.
She's having a good time on your birthday.
I love all the birthday parties here.
All right. And no party of any sort in Bonoboville is complete without
Igor the Wolf,
who is always an animal.
Oh, okay.
Always an animal.
Don't cut it yet, though. Maybe they won't. All right. What do you think?
So, Igor, what are you doing? You're just standing there.
Is it song time?
It's song time. It's song time. Where's your tattoo? Let me see that tattoo again. Look at this. Yeah, did we get a good picture of this tattoo? Did we?
Yeah, good. That's great. There's some pictures.
Whoops.
Great.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We've got
Sister what?
Some moaning on the motor bunny.
You got it. It's good. You got it.
That looks nice, that ensemble. Yeah. All right, here comes Mr. Bonoboville. Always an animal. Igor the Wolf! Ooh! Yeah. Oh, it's a nice view, huh? I don't know if she's going to get off of that thing to dance, but she's already dancing while she's on it. She's actually dancing while...
She's already shaking that thing.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Okay, I think we need to take off his t-shirt, actually.
Take it off.
And that husband beater. That's right, it's a femdom birthday. Femocracy now! Mm-hmm.
Madame Marguerite, I have a question. Has there been a penis inside of this elephant's trunk?
There has never been a penis inside that elephant's trunk.
Because it oddly smells a little bit like semen.
There has never been any penis or any semen inside that elephant's trunk.
Okay. You're sure of that?
I'm sure of that.
No one took it home?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. All right, Danielle Finn approves then.
Okay. Danielle, you just have penis on the brain.
Or something.
Or banana brain.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah. Okay, all right. God damn it.
Yeah.
If you insist.
Igor.
I guess I have to shake off this repression somehow.
Also, this guy's got to get spanked.
You don't deserve it. Oh, my God.
You deserve it.
But you could get in.
I had to take off my clothes for Igor because
get over that.
Because
everybody, take off your clothes. Just
gotta fight the power somehow, right?
Because that's always bad women up in Dr. Block's building. Every Saturday, it's always bad women.
Because
she bad, and she bad, she bad. The birthday girl bad.
Oh, I'm bad.
She bad. Clemmy out there bad. She bad, and she bad on that couch over there. She bad. Lady in that blue dress out there is bad. Oh, Anna out there. My girl Anna out there is bad. Everybody, let me hear everybody say she bad.
She bad.
She bad.
Yeah, y'all hear it, so y'all know to say it when it's said, when it's time to say it. You dig? Well, yeah, eh? Yes,
I got you.
Yes.
I got
give me
you.
Some of that volume, eh? Don't make me come back there. Give me some volume, eh?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
I need somebody down. Where that sexy girl at? Come on, dance with me, girl. Okay. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it pain. Look how she drop it low. Come on, y'all. That girl can go. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it pain. Yeah, that girl can go. She got me watching, lightweight stalking, but in a smooth way, she made me say, damn. Thick like jam, dime piece. Added up, silver dollar made me holler. What up though, just to make my presence known. I'm a wolf, I roam, and I'm in your zone. I'm blown by the way she move that thing. Shake that thing, make it bang. The whole room shake from her ass quake. Damn, baby, you got that pop that steal the show. Get low, everybody on the floor. Dudes be taking it while she shaking it back. That thing up like beep, beep, beep. She bad, look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Come on, y'all, that girl can go. Look how she shake that thing.
Yeah.
Look how she move that.
Yeah.
Look how she, that girl can go. Bang. Everybody stop and look at her. Pop. That thing. Bang. God, I'm ready to spend some dope. Oh. We up in Bonobo, yeah, they showing me love, dub after dub, with a freaky lap dance, clapped hands with the mans, I don't even know, but this night for show, that deal, she ill, she said to keep your bills and strap on, hold on real tight to these thighs and ride this thrill, I'm in it for the whole night, so give it to me, let me have it, no static, the baddest one in the club, right shit, yes sir, I ain't lying, I'm buying, she got it like that, she bad, look how she shake that thing, look how she make it,
come on, she bad.
Look how, let me hear y'all say it,
she bad.
She bad. Look how she move that train.
She bad.
Look how she make it bang.
She bad.
That girl can go. Don't stop. Cause you got me turned by the way you pop and the way she pop. You got me hot. So don't stop. Go work that body. Go. Work that body. Make sure you don't go nobody. Cause everybody wants to do your thing. Shake that thing. Make it burn. By the way, she shake her ass and thigh. Gave me a ride, so I had to buy it. Whole round, she put it down. But she kept me off all night. This chick, she bad. She the bomb. Yes, she dynamite. Blah. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Ooh, yeah. This girl can go. Dudes be shaking it while she shaking it. Like that thing. Like beep, 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 beep. She bad. Look how she shake that thing.
Yeah.
Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Come on, yeah, Danielle can go. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, Alex can go. Come on, let me hear y'all say it. She bad. Where y'all at? Come on, let me hear y'all say it.
She bad.
I can't hear y'all. What?
She bad.
What? What?
She bad.
Woo.
Woo. In the world. In Bonoboville.
Why she still coming?
Dr. Susan
Fletcher. Why she still coming? Why she still coming?
Yeah.
Why she still coming?
Yeah.
Why she still coming? Coming. Coming. She coming. She coming.
Wow.
Yeah, that girl can go.
That girl can go.
That girl can go.
She bad.
Oh yeah. That girl
can go. That girl can go.
She bad.
That girl can go.
She bad.
Woo.
Woo. For the world on vocals and Alex Moore on the machine, the motor bunny. Whoa. She's getting the most out of her motor bunny. That's for sure.
She's getting the most out of Dr. Block Show.
She is.
She's getting a workout, man.
Definitely.
Let's give her some human work.
Stay with it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just wondering.
Stay with it.
I mean, we have a birthday girl who happens to be a femdom,
yeah.
So she's not going to take spanking. But there could be other people who accept spankings for
right
her birthday.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. People could take spankings on my behalf.
Jacob was actually really bad.
He bought
your book
minutes.
And he forgot it.
He bought my book, but he forgot.
He was going to have you sign it.
I need a microphone for him.
He was going to have you sign your the Bonobo Way, and then he forgot it at home. So I think he deserves a big spanking for that. Don't you, Madame Marguerite?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And here are my controls. Yes. Whoopsie. Okay. So we have 5 minutes, that's all? Oh my God, how am I going to do this?
A real fast spanking.
Fast spanking. Okay, so are you just going to hover there?
Or
are you going to? Okay, are you going to take off any of those clothes?
I do it. I've been.
Okay.
He brought you some
I think he has a prologue.
Stevia plants,
oh, thank
too,
you,
because you're so
plants.
Sweet.
Thank you. That's
and
beautiful.
And the leaves taste sweet, just like the stevia.
Oh, thank you, Jacob.
After studying your book and all the great science, you know, I know there's a pulse.
Okay, you have a
turn the music
minutes.
Down.
Dr. Susie, you have 4 minutes.
Okay.
Hard 4 minutes.
I know the science.
Okay, his microphone is not working.
Yeah, it's
oh,
working.
There it is. Okay. And,
you know, you completely convinced me after I read the book, even before the Sapolsky studies, the science, you know. You're so knowledgeable with the science. And I'm
well,
not a layperson. I can't claim authority.
And the Sapolsky studies
I believe that,
are very, very
profound,
important. And if you want to know about the Sapolsky studies, you got to get your bonobo way, brothers and sisters. You got to release your inner bonobo. If baboons can do it, then maybe humans can too.
Maybe.
And that's what the
That's the hope.
Show us is that baboons can become more bonobo under the right circumstances. So do you mind if I present your gift of stevia to the birthday girl, Madame Marguerite?
Yeah.
Why, thank you.
Yes. Yes, happy birthday. And
thank
now,
you.
Of course, thank you so much for that lovely endorsement.
Yes.
And now you're going to give us your ass. Because, after all, an ass is an animal. So sometimes you release your inner ass.
You gotta kneel down.
Oh, he doesn't do this for anybody. Okay.
All right.
Okay, then I'm gonna let Danielle actually orchestrate this. Danielle-phant.
Yeah, so
Danielle-phant.
Quickly,
you gotta kneel down real fast with the other direction.
Susan.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
You're out of tape.
There you go.
Okay.
That's
yeah,
great.
You got down to 3 minutes.
Oh, okay.
All right. And so thank you, King Dingley.
Okay, I'm about to finish here.
Here we go.
And
thank you for reading
you
the Bonobo
give him
Way.
A good spank with the Bonobo Way as the birthday girl.
Ready?
Yes. Whack.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
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 Uh-huh.
All right. How is that feeling, King Jacob Dingling?
It's wonderful. I don't deserve it. I don't deserve it.
Be well read or get well
yeah,
read.
You
well, we're going to spank you more in the after party.
Yeah.
And we're going to do a lot more in the after party because we've got to go.
But
I want to thank you all. Spank you very much. And everybody should look up, of course, mm-hmm. Madame Marguerite. You can find her everywhere on social media. She's going to be MC of Dom Con New Orleans. And she's our birthday girl.
Thank you. Thank you, Bonobo Girl.
And I want to thank... there you are. You finally got off the infernal machine.
Yeah.
Whoa, you did great.
Oh, my God.
Alex
yeah,
Moore,
shout
brothers.
Out to Alex.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Educating
right.
us on the and possibilities.
So you can find her on Twitter, Alex Moore XXX. Ikor the Wolf, brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
And then Brian the Wolf. I mean, Chef Bilal.
Or Brian.
And Danielle-phant.
Hashtag Danielle-phant.
Yeah,
hashtag
absolutely. And I'm really excited about Sebastian Walker and his bonobo tattoo. Let's see this bonobo tattoo. Yeah. And you're not on Twitter or Facebook.
I'm on Instagram, but none of
We find you on, where do we find you?
FetLife.
We find them on FetLife. Are you all kinky and everything?
FetLife.
Yeah, you are. Okay, and Gypsy Bonobo.
Woohoo!
Yay. Wow. And, of course, our friend Jacob. Who got
King Dingling.
Jacob.
The spankings of Madame Marguerite. So we're going to be at Adult Con. So we're kind of going to see you there at Adult Con. Also, next Sunday... I'm going to do Inner Journey with Greg Friedman in Laguna Beach, 93.5 FM, KX Radio. So y'all tune in, Laguna Beach. Okay, it's going to be so beachy and hippy and dippy and fun. And yeah, We're going to, let's see, where's my, oh, look at this.
Hashtag Bonoboville.
Oh, one more chance maybe to get Cosmo for treating your post-Trump sex disorder. That's right. He's only going to be president for a little while longer. But post-Trump sex disorder, there's a way out. And that way is the bonobo way, brothers and sisters. So make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on World Wide Web.